Is it?
Night crawlers. Some people call
them. Oh, woolly worms?
No.
No, they're just like a fishing worm. They're red and get pretty big.
These night crawlers are big gray.
Oh, they're gray.
I don't know what I was
And this insect, he might be about this long. He's got a real, like a needle thin body. And he's got four wings. And he usually hangs around a swamp or a pond.
Oh, that they call them snake feeders, I guess. Mm-hmm.
That's an insect that has all sorts of different names. Yeah. Snake doctors, snake feeders, yeah. Devil's darning needles. You ever hear any of those?
Yeah. Devil's darn needle. I heard of them. They ain't like them though.
Oh, they're different.
No, they're different. They climb on the side of the tree. Them devil's darn needle does. They've got several legs and they ain't got no their wings, and they can just fly a little piece.
Oh,
they're long. They get some of them gets that long. Yeah.
Sounds praying mantis.
Yeah. Then this seafood that's in a shell, about this round, that you, well, you eat them raw, something.
Mussels, they call us, mussels?
Well, you make stew out of them.
Oh, that's oysters, I guess.
Yeah. Then this kind of an insect that'll eat woolen clothes.
Call them moths around here.
What do you call just one?
I would just say the moth or something like that.
Then the kind of insect that lights up at night.
Lightning bug.
And what kind of stinging insects do they have around here?
Waspers and bees and dirt daubers.
Do dirt daubers sting too?
Oh yeah, they sting.
Do you have any of this kind of insect that builds a sort of
hornets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about the little fish? What do you call the little fish that you use for bait? You might say.
Minnows.
And in the house, sometimes in the corner you'll get some webs. What do you call those?
They call them cobwebs.
Well, what about if you got the same sort of thing out in the woods somewhere? Do you call them cobwebs?
Well, no, they call them spider webs out there.
Then, what do you call the things under the tree, the long things that go down into the ground?
Roots.
And what do you call the kind of hard-shelled animal that lives in the river?
That's a mud turtle.
And what about the kind that just lives on the land?
That's a tarpon.
And then the kind of tree that's got got little buttons on it. It's got real broad leaves, kind of streaky bark. It's always hard to describe this because I'm not quite sure what it looks like myself. But do you have sycamores around?
Yeah.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah, sycamores. Yeah.
Do you ever call them buttonwood trees?
No, I call them sycamores.
And the kind of tree that, what do you call these little, they're pretty big. The berries that grow on a tree, they're red.
Oh, they call them hauls.
And then there's another kind that, it's the kind of tree that George Washington is supposed to chop down with his hatchet.
Oh, the cherry tree?
Yeah. Then the kind of vine or plant that if you get it on your hand, you break out in a rash.
They call that a poison oak.
Is there any difference between poison oak and poison ivy?
Well, poison ivy, that's the same thing. And there's a, what they call a sweet poison vine, there's no poison.
Yeah. Well, what about, there's another kind of plant, sort of a bush that's small, I don't know, I guess maybe it might grow 3 or 4 feet high sometimes. And it's got bright red leaves, and sometimes some kinds of that bush is poison. Starts with an S. Do you have any, you call it shoemake or?
Yeah, we got a shoemake there. It's got red berries, has red berries on it.
Is that harmful to you?
I don't think so. Never heard of it.
probably don't have any kind around. There are some kinds that. Oh,
poison
ivy,
yeah.
I guess some people. Well, you know, some people never bothered by poison oak either.
No, I ain't. I never was bothered by it. That's. You don't bother anyone. I don't think I never hear of it.
And what about the kind of red berries grow on the low bush? And they're about that big or even bigger. And you make shortcake out of them. You know, you wash them and take the little green tops off of them. They got little pieces of, look like little pieces of straw in them.
I don't know if we ever had any of them.
Well, I'm probably not describing them very well.
Sweet.
Well, what I'm getting at is strawberries.
Oh, yeah, strawberries, yeah. They just grow on a little vine about that high.
That's right, they're just a little.
Yeah, just a little bit. They don't get over that high.
What about, what other kind of berries do you have around here?
We have blackberries, raspberries, and.
Any huckleberries?